want to go by, like, consistent with our characterization of Subhasis Koton, one of the unique features of Ksubis is that in addition to the extremely rich sugis all over Shas, it also has important Agarata and quasi-Agarata, which we'll see this week and next. So today it is going to be a somewhat unusual shiur because we're going to go through from Ikre Hadas in Machshava based on the sugis that we have here in Daf Samach Vav. This is a Gemara which you're all very, very familiar with. The Gemara says something which, of course, should and has to resonate with us in this time of Eis Tzara, Liyakov Klai Yisrael is facing challenges that we've never faced for many, many, many decades. I would say it's an existential challenge to us, not just the Chinuch Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, to everywhere, as you all know. And therefore, any insight that Chazal can give us is important. So the Gemara of Samach Vav says the following: Bach Rabbi Yechim ben Zakev Omar, Asheichem Yisrael, Bezman Shaisr Chayil Shamakim, Ein Kol Uma Velasha, Ein Shelet Es Bahem. Bezman Shain Isr Chayil Shamakim, Meisrin Biat Uma Shvela. To bring it down to Lamaisa. So Chazal characterized Ishmael, and this is another set of Shiurim, but Chazal characterized Ishmael, in fact, as a non-Uma. Ishmael is an Uma that has disproportionate ability to injure Klal Yisrael, certainly Begashmius and even Beruchnius, disproportionate to their standing in the world. Because as we know, even today, till this moment, there's no such a thing as an Arab nation. There are, I don't know, scores of different disparate groupings within Yishmael. The only thing that they are united for is the ability to carry out their Yad Bakal, Yad Kalbay, and their MO of Per Adam. Otherwise, they are a Umash Fela because they're not even on the Madrega of Uma. Nevertheless, because we are not being Isa Ritzainish al Makaim, that leads to Churban. The Gemara here, of course, is talking about the Churban of the context of the Churban of Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara starts at the Tanur Rabbanan 10 lines up with the Maaser Bechem and Zakkai who saw the richest girl in Klal Yisrael stooping down to have to pick things from the Golem of a Behema in order to survive. And he realized that there is no unfortunate Madrega that Klal Yisrael cannot fall to, both Begashmias and Baruchnias, and went out Eisr Ritzayin Shal Makom. Master Marsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, is Mala Klal Yisrael in those times in history, when we were Eisr Ritzayin Shal Makom, we understand the use of the adjective, the adverb, Ashreichem. But when Klal Yisrael is Mushpal, Bein Umais, when the Rabbi Yishlaim's name is Mechul Bein Agoyim, as is expressed in Tehillim, that we say more often than we used to, and therefore there's a Chil Shem Shemayim. What is this language of Ashreichem? Who's lucky here? Who is coming out better? Adkan Kushias Rabbeinu HaMarshah. So this is one of those kashas which Rabbi Senu used to give you the Yisoid of Ikra Das through the Teretz. The Teretz in the Marsha answers the Marsha that the other Umis Olam are guided, ruled by Mazalois. That's how it works. Kadosh Baruch Hu said there are 70 sarim, 70 mazalais, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is mifakeach on everything. But when it comes to the Umas Olam, he does kaviyachol delegate certain things to sarim and mazalais because they're just simply not on the madrega to be able to have the interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to. We have no mazel, ein mazel Yisrael. We have no sar. There is no sar for Klal Yisrael. All the things that you hear about the Malachim, the Saragada, the Chulu, they do not, they're not the minister in charge of Klal Yisrael. Let's say Russia is one of the Umas Olam, picked a bad example, maybe they're a Molek, but Turkey is one of the Shivim Umas Olam. So there's a minister for Turkey. And there's a certain mazel which gets set. It's exactly how it works. Of course, we don't know. There's a lot of language in the Rishonim about sugya of mazalos in Chazal and the Rishonim. But we have none of that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on us alone. And therefore, b'zman she'ena ma'isri tzayna shal makayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to break the connection, and he's misalik to Shechina. And therefore, not only do we lose our connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing. Because we don't even have a sar to turn to. If the Turks have an earthquake, which was decreed by their mazel, so they have a sar up in Shemayim who can deal with this to some degree. Come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, listen, you created the Turks, you made them one of the Shivim Umais, you got to help them out, and Ad Kan to their tsaris, which is Mugbal, etc., etc. When Klal Yisrael breaks the connection with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the good news is, Ritzayin Shal Makim, we have the best connection. Ein Ois Ritzayin Shal Makim, we have nowhere to turn to. And this is what Rav Yochanan Zakkai said, that when we see that Ein Ois Ritzayin Shal Makim, we're so low, when Nishbal B'chol Umais is Muchach, that when we do, our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is so close, solid, that it's a obvious raya that Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu Chadhu. Ad Kan, Devar Rabbi Seinu, Devar Rabbeinu Hamrasha. It's an important insight. Let's see inside for a moment. You can scroll. Says the Marsha. Marsha says relatively bekitzer. He says it in several places. Ashreicha moshnei etzadim. Remember shnei etzadim. L'mal Yisrael kolmu v'yasa sar. Mother v'shamayim. Mashke Yisrael she'ilam shum mazal avim chelk Hashem. Ki yakal chevel achlasa. Karcha kisha. Aysen retzen shal makam. Then amalam chul vayis v'isra reyem. And this was nilmad from the, before the Brisbane Absar, when Kadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out and showed him the Kachav Mori show. He showed them that all the Shivim Umais are going to be ruled by the Mazalais that I'm now instructing you on the astronomy lesson. You're on your own. And then Klal Yisrael falls down to the Madrega that we unfortunately have fallen too many times, and it seems to be now to Rachman Litzlan. But Ashreinu, because we always have the option of returning to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Collectively, individually, partially, maybe, piskuli Pesach, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes toward us. There's always hope. Kadosh Baruch Hu will respond in this current saras against the Ummah that is so shuffled and that is being Mechal Hashem Shemayim by doing all the things they're doing to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu will respond if we just do what we're supposed to do, which is ask him. Rabbeinu Morales is a different teretz. He says, a slightly different teretz. He agrees with the side of the Marsha, but he says, from this we see that if Klal Yisrael is Eser Tzener Shal Makan, then the Lamal Mechal Umais, and Lav Chas V'Shalom, the Nishbal. So we see, he adds, that to the side of the Marsha that there's no middle ground here. Either we are Meishlem on everybody, because if we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's the Kol Yachol and everything, it's the next page, the Marsha, the Maral, then the connection that we have is so strong, then there's nothing to talk about. Or we are shuffle at Ein Shir. If you can find the Afla, okay, let's do it this way. The morale is brought into Netzach Yisrael in Perek Yudal. You have to go find it. It's towards, we'll have to scroll down, further down. Come back to the Afla. I'm just trying to see how much time we have here. We have 13 minutes. Okay, the morale is important, so let's take a look at the morale in Netzach, and we'll come back to see however much we can, however much we can put in. Keep on going. Oh, here it is. Okay, so yes, it's my lashon Ashrei Dekamar Shaykhem Yisrael. We should be perfect. Once there's a little bit of a pagam, then the entire tzura is taken down. It's lost totally. If we have a little pagam in our interaction with Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole structure comes tumbling down. Therefore, he says, there's nothing we can do. And now the morale, I don't know how it ended up that this stuff is mamash minyan d'yayim l'maisa, but look what the morale says here, and he goes to pick up a little bit what I said at the beginning. Script down around seven lines. B'zman sh'naisr shal makam, az nimsru b'yar umashfeila. Kima sh'heim umashfeila ma'idal sh'yayisr chumriyas. By definition, shfeila means more magushim, less any shemits of ruchnias whatsoever. Namadayim l'chamar. And look what he says now. This is shocking. I don't have to translate this. There's no uma less chashuv then Arabs, v'haisim laketes, and the daughter of Yechon of Nagdim and Gurion was not portrayed as being in such a horrible metzias because a Roman soldier came over to her, as we have other cases and shots like Miriam Bas Bilga. No, here it was an Arabi that she was interacting with. Why? And not only that, it was behemtam shel Arvim. If you look in note 68, the Madir says Arvim Karo Mishul Efela Shesheichne Oylehem, and 75. So take down 75. They have no permanent place. They're nomads. They move to from place to place. And here the Hashra is to a morale later, where the morale says Arvim Einim Kol Kach Bal Yishuv. This is the lesson of the morale that I wanted to share with you. So, the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, I want to tell you a guy and a Sifsei Chaim commenting on this morale. We'll come back to the guy in a moment. Commenting this morale says that in order to understand this morale, you have to have a Hanacha from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, we all know, the Maral discusses at great length in many places, that there are five sugim in the Bria. There's Daimei, Mechai, Tzameach, Medaber. Above those four. Above those is Klal Yisrael. We see, says Reb Chaim Friedlander, that in the Bria, if you take you take an animal and you kill the animal, it doesn't go down to being a plant. It doesn't go down to doyamim. You uproot a piece of grass, it doesn't become a stone, because everything that was nivra is fixed in their categories. So too, it's nisbatel legamri. So too, this is chilling when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When we go down from our proper madregas, we don't become one down to four. We go down from five to four. Nope. We go all the way down, even less than the goyim. Now, why is this ashreichem? Okay, they already have to have the pshat that says that the good news overcomes the bad news. Some of the achreinim take the side of the pshat list Gemara and work with it. Bereish is Rabbeinu Hagra and Rabbeinu HaSapurna. Sapurna was first, but let's take the Goyin first. The Goyin also says the Yisrael of the Marsha, that Klal Yisrael not Nimsar to Meizolais. Here's the Sapurna, so we know that Sapurna is on page whatever. Here's the Goyin. Yeah. In fact, mazalos are counted to Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu was before this marachos of Eggstelt. So what did Kosh Baruch Hu do at that moment in time? Contemporaneous with the Bishop of Absalom, Kosh Baruch Hu picked Avram Avinu up, took him all the way up Lamala, over the into the orbits of the planets and the stars, and he says, "You are going to have a son because I'm taking you, and then therefore Klal Yisrael Lamala Menu Mazalis." La Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaya Zerach V'Nasalei Misitzur De Dechura. This already is Zayir Kabbalah Nukva and Dechura, and everybody here generally works under Nukva. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mala Avram Avinu into Dechura, and therefore can overcome all physical rules of nature. Says the Goyin, "Ring Kalev Shalom Rav Klal Yisrael Lel Meini La Mazli Yisrael Hashem Nachlam Be Mazli Klali Yisrael Mazli Parashi Parashel Yeshaya Vizesh Amash Chilay Selin Poil," referring to Zeresh's advice to she was talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is no mazel. Hashem lamalam and amazalis. V'hainu emheim tzedikim. V'amal em yarden chas hashalom ad la'afar. Emheim tzedikim elam at shemayim. Lamalam and amazalis. Ken le'echel hapalei masay yim mazel ra Yisrael. Ken le'am mazel klal. Ad kan divrei ha'goyin and explain this. That Zeresh understood this. You say that if Yehudim are on the up, then there's no pours, there's no bad mazalis, there's no bad month. Nothing will help you. The Anigantav and his Agdama, it's a longer riches here, but let's take out one or two lines, then we'll conclude with the Sapurna and a possible alternate mahalach. So here you just can see, let me comment this for you. When B'nai Yisrael lay saying themselves on Makayim, as the Marshan Egoin said, it's not only that we're not Bekabal the Barachasa of Michadis L'Klai Yisrael. We got nothing. We don't deserve anything. We have no mazel interlocutor for us. And therefore, it's either we connect to the Rebbe Shlomo or we don't. There's no way of knowing how things work in Shemayim. We don't know if this year the Prani said have come upon Klai Yisrael that we're in the midst of were a result of the fact that somehow our tefillos were deficient in Rosh Hashanah. We wouldn't have a Shefer. This is already, without a Navi, we can't know these things. We could only use Divrei Chazal and Rabbi Seinu to try to grasp it. But one thing is clear, that all our Shefa and everything we have and all our protection only comes from the Rabbi Shlomo. Nothing else works. No armies, no iron domes. I think everybody saw by now a picture of an iron dome exploding over the Makom HaMikdash on as the Knesset of Shabbos. What does that mean? We don't know what that means, but whatever it means is Rabbi Shlomo decided that this had to happen, and for whatever reason, the Tilim that we say, the Black Gemara that we learn, nothing happened and nobody was hurt. But the unfortunate possibility is there. This is Nulma from this Sugi Rech Ben Zakai. If we're in Israel, Son Shal Makam, we're Nimser to Umashfela, to the Arabs, who are, as we know, less than Umashfela. They make the Russians look good. If the Russians are a Malik, these people are classy compared to the Hurray Adam of Yishmael. So we're in a box here. We're surrounded on all sides, and we have Paras in the mix too. So what's our answer? Says the Sephorna. Hina yem shchedesh midli Yisrael shiyem kodesh b'tzadma. So Yantav, which is Miyuch de Klai Yisrael. Why can't custom around like custom of Shabbos Shabbat Chem Le Miyam Korchem Le Miyam Tzukesim? At time in the Yom that's Lachas Yisrael Balam is there. Tzad Ma Daim Lini Harech. We are moon people, not sun people. Say Matzma Ar Klal. That's my Kamuz Losa. The moon has no inherent light. It's only a reflector. Which is Chet Egel's reincarnated the Chet of Adam Rishayim. This is probably one of the deepest supporters in the Pirshul Torah. Abul Hayalam itim kfi shefa or elin aleim. Sporadically. A lot of halchacha sheichem ve'ein noigalama, we'd have no light whatsoever. K'may shekhar levonik, shalit kablar ha-shemesh, when there's an eclipse, everything goes dark. Why, says Zipornik, ein mazli Yisrael, lark klal mi'afsum, we have no inherent light. Lasi ar akel yizbarak b'yashin l'ratzen, v'chay nirka akel yizbarak etzlir b'y Yisrael. It brings the pasuk in Yishai Yud. A pasuk we are all familiar with, which is why Ayri is Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah we connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mekash ayu achatayim avdilim, when there's an eclipse, something comes in between us and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar ken v'sechem avdilim b'nechlem v'en alokeichem v'chatev v'stir panim v'chem mishmai ha-pasuk yishayin and test, not that what pasuk we're familiar with. Why? So with a question mark, these are Hashem, the people who can do all the things that we Malatzlan Klai Yisrael has done over the ages, and even now. Should have been B'chalach Tzras L'Mesar. Karma K'v'yachal alive alecha b'shaydei. It's not sidelined here, but Rabbi Sai, in the events of the last month, we were taken down by shaydei laila. Our entire cube comes from Rabbi Sai. I'll just be mayor to you to close that the Rajba also explains in Malz Yisrael al pi this derech that Klal Yisrael is a chelik of Kadosh Baruch Hu levadai. It's in the Shuvah Saraj b'chelik Aleph, and they are not nimsa to mazalais. But he says one different ha'ara, and he says Isafa. That's only when Isum Ritzayin Shal Makom. And Balav Hachi, we are nimsa to mazalais a little bit, as we saw in the people following the morale. Because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesalek as hashgacha, it leaves us in the hands of the mazalis. Bad things happen. So we see with this Rashbam is chelik in the Marsha. According to the Marsha, Yisrael and Yosef and Shalom Makayim, they become worse than the Umashvela, worse even than the Behemtam Shalom Shvela. The Rashbam holds that Ein Yosef and Shalom Makayim, we default, Nishvi the morale, I think, we default down to the Shar Umais, who takes care of us since we have no Sar. That the Rashbam doesn't explain. I know Ritzach Saratz can say for Enes Yitzchak, I can tell you the Mar Makayim for a moment, if you can scroll down to it. Discusses that this could be a different Mahalach, Chlaikas, Nikre Das, Mahalach, a different Mahalach, the Rashba, a different Mahalach than the morale. It says like this. Chulas HaRashba, line 4. It brings various rayas. Scroll down. Scroll to the left. Ulam, the Megillah, and he brings the Gemara Megillah that the guy discusses. And he says, brings the guy that we saw. Ram Vin was not supposed to have a child, al piteva, because Baruch took him over the Mabal. Go down, please scroll down. Therefore, so this seems to be, scroll down here, seems to be a alternate mahalach in the Yerida, Kamala son of Klal Yisrael. Do we default down to the rest of the Mesailim, or are we Umashafela and we're given over to them? I will tell you that the events of the last few months seem to have indicated that we are Nimsar in a such a horrific, horrible way. Seems to me that this is a riot to the going in the morale. When we're down, we're all the way down. The bushes that Klal Yisrael suffered, at the hands of these Perei Adam, means that we have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we better take this lesson, inculcate it, and come back as quickly as we possibly can. Okay, everybody say Ad Kan, Ikre Das. Next week we'll segue from Machshava to a blunder Machshava and Olacha. And I'll see you next week. Thanks to my Yedidim, Rav Jeff and Rav Shlaima, for enabling this year. Everybody have a good week.